State School Superintendent Kathy Hoffman this morning is calling on municipal leaders to keep mask mandates in place as schools start to return to in-person classes. She's also asking schools to be more transparent with families about positive COVID cases in their communities. Superintendent Hoffman joins me to talk more about these and other issues. And first off, Superintendent, are there schools, in fact, where students and teachers are not wearing masks?
It's definitely not a widespread problem. There have been certain situations or certain schools where we've received concerns to the department, to our constituent services, where parents have reached out with concerns, but it's definitely not a widespread problem. I think what we're more worried about is starting to see even some cities consider to roll back their mask mandates. And so we wanted to put out a strong statement ahead of any decisions like that.
Something else that you've been talking about this week is your desire for schools to be a little more upfront with their communities about whether or not there are cases of COVID in their schools. You mentioned that, you know, parents are sort of hearing through the grapevine that you know, somebody has tested positive or there are cases in their school. How significant of a problem is this, are you hearing?
It's also hard to track exactly how widespread of a problem it is. I've heard a lot of cases anecdotally. You know, we see things on social media, but I just wanted to point back to the roadmap that we published and released back in early June. And in that, we had a lot of recommendations for our schools on how to best communicate with their families and their teachers and staff on these types of issues of positive cases and when there's cases where someone is in quarantine, and also to make sure that information is accessible to everyone in the community, because we do have community members, families who do not have internet access or where English is not the language spoken at home. And so we do want to make sure that that information is easily accessible. And I think what we're getting at here too is, and one of my concerns is that when families hear rumors of COVID cases and it causes a lot of fear and uncertainties, and they're trying to make these really difficult decisions about whether or not it's safe to send their child to school, it's a matter of having trust in the school system, having trust that the school is going to be transparent and provide factual information as quickly and timely as possible so that families can make these decisions in an informed way. And so I think that's my concern, is that as we start to hear these rumors and these types of things anecdotally and on social media, that we just want to be really clear that there is a best practice way to be transparent and to help prevent that type of distrust in our school system.
Well, so what to you is the best way for schools to go about talking about that information and telling families? Because they have to report it to county health officials, right? Like, is it up to the schools, do you think? Should it be up to the county to release the information about where there have been cases?
So currently the requirement is for schools to report it to the county health office. And that's basically our schools are following that requirement, but where we have some gaps, and again, this is not all of our schools, but in some cases, the gap is in notification to parents and a staff. And so I think the ideal situation is that it would be at the local level, that the school leaders are coming up with a system. And that's what we recommended in the roadmap.
What are you hearing so far about how it's going for those schools and students and teachers who have returned to the classroom, even in a hybrid setting where they're maybe in the building some days and home others?
It varies so much, but I'd hear so many different types of stories, ranging from students and teachers who absolutely love it. Some people just thrive in this new, you know, having online learning as an option. You know, families, there's a lot of families still that prefer the online learning, even if their school is offering an in-person option. We still have a lot of families. I've heard some examples of, for example, a district that said that they still have about 35% of their families that want to continue with distance learning, even though they're offering an in-person option. So those percentages can really vary from district to district. But so I hear that side of there's those who love this opportunity to learn new technologies and be creative. But then on the other side, there is still concerns with even the workload that this is demanding on on our teachers and staff, or the fears is as people return to the classroom, there are still people who have significant fears about, is it safe? Is this safe for me and my family? Is this safe for my child? Which is why that communication is so critically important, because I think it's through having clear, transparent communication that we can help to address those concerns as best as possible. But I think that we're just hearing such a wide range of experiences, and I do have concerns about teacher burnout during this time, because I heard countless experiences from teachers about working extremely long hours, even in the middle of the night. So I think that's something else we have to keep an eye on, is making sure that we're not burning out our teachers.
When you talk about teacher burnout, I mean, we saw recently from the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association basically confirming that there are teachers leaving their jobs because of COVID-related concerns, maybe the workload, as you referenced, related to it. Is this making a situation in Arizona worse where, I mean, we've had a teacher shortage for several years now? Is this having a significant impact on making sure that students have an actual teacher teaching them?
Yes, I am deeply concerned about this. I think the seeing that report from ASPA was confirming some of our worries that we were starting to hear about teachers leaving the profession for again a widespread of reasons, whether it's their own personal health concerns or the workload and the new technology that is hard to adapt to for many. So I am deeply concerned about this. We I think the effect of that is then we start to hear more and more stories about high classroom sizes. And I'm worried too that this trend of teachers leaving the profession is could continue on this path. It could continue in the wrong direction of, I think we could potentially lose even more teachers during this school year, especially as our schools start to go back to in person. But I do want to be clear, this is definitely not all of our teachers. Again, I've also talked with districts that have only lost maybe a couple teachers. So it can vary again, and it just can really, it can really come down to the individual teacher and what's best for themselves and their family.
All right, I think we'll have to leave it right there. That is Arizona Superintendent of
Okay.
Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Superintendent Hoffman, thank you as always for your time. Be well.
Thank you. Have a good one.